for the second day, Los Angeles and Long Beach port truck drivers gathered to protest workplace violations. Andrea Martinez went to the ports today to talk to picketers.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
In 90-degree temperatures, about 50 truck drivers chanting and carrying picket signs protested in front of the Los Angeles port. One picketer, Ramon Guadamuz, has been driving trucks near the port for 18 years.
I'm tired to be in this situation as employees. No respect, they don't have. They see you like another truck. That's it. They don't see you like a human. And I sick of this.
Guadamuz is one of the thousands of drivers who transport essentials from the Los Angeles port and into the city of Los Angeles for distribution. But these drivers say they aren't always treated fairly. Guadamuz told me about a time when he was too sick to come into work.
I got fever, I got infection. I called the company, I feel really bad. And I said, I have fever, I don't feel good. I would like to go home. I asked him for the day off, and they said no.
He says he knows his friends and coworkers have also experienced similar situations.
And some coworkers, they don't want to say nothing because they don't want to lose the job.
That's why Guadamuz and other truck drivers are seeking union representation, and they're picketing against three of the region's largest truck companies who the drivers say violate workers' rights by classifying them as independent contractors. These drivers are also denied basic worker rights such as overtime pay, sick days, and employee benefits. The drivers get paid based on the loads they haul in and how many supplies they move. Guadamuz says this can be hard when you're trying to navigate around L.A. traffic. Ugardo Mendoza was also there today protesting in support of his family and friends who drive port trucks.
You know, the drivers, they work a lot of hours. They don't have no benefits. They don't have what every American should have. You know, this is having a regular paycheck. You should know what your paycheck should be. You shouldn't have to work harder to see if you're going to make ends meet. You don't know if you're going to have money next month. That's no way to live. I don't think that in this great country anybody should live like that.
But wages are just one of the driver's concerns.
It's not more about money. This is about respect. When you need your day off, when you had your kids, a special, you know, a day at school, when you got your family sick and you need to take somebody from your family to the doctor, they don't care about that. But we do.
Protesters today hope to stall the trucks of the three companies from passing through the port. But Art Wong at the Port of Long Beach says the strike is having a nominal effect on the ports. The
cargo is continuing to move.
There have been efforts on the state level to crack down on these companies misclassifying employees. But for the drivers here today, they're still waiting for their victories.
No justice!
Andrea Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.